Blog Talk Radio.
Comes to Jay Satin, baby, you can meet me on the floor. What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Meet Me on the Floor. We got so much in store today. We had a good little meeting yesterday. Got a lot to talk about for you guys out there with the relationships. We're talking about MLK. The competition is going down this weekend in Atlanta on this Saturday. All the other events that we're going to be trying to plan or whatever. We got a lot to talk about today. So call your girlfriends, tell them to call in. And when we come back, I'm going to get my co-host and all my drill team. That's what we call ourselves now, the drill team. Me, Chris, Linnell, and Dexter. So after this commercial, we'll be back with everybody online and start shit. Y'all stay tuned. Let me go ahead and go get my co-host, Ms. Dexter Brown, the Yum Yum Cunt.
It's the Yum Yum Cunt, Ms. Dexter Brown.
What's going on, Ms. Dexter?
Greetings and salutations. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, me on the floor.
How did you meet me on the floor on this evening? Please excuse my absence from last week.
Yes,
I had a moment going on. How's everyone? How are you, Flash? I missed you.
I missed you too, bitch. We had so much fun last week on the show. We had Linnell on here co-hosting with us, and it was really, really good. We talked about a lot. He helped turn the tables on the show for this week and the coming week. You know, we're going to start talking about a lot of other stuff. Dealing with Jay said, and that affects our relationships and our lives and all that good stuff today. So let me go.
Linnell. I heard you did great last week.
No, hot topic. All right, let me go ahead and get them on the air with us and we'll start the stuff. Did you get the tea? Did you hear it? Girl, it's Hot Topic. Hey, brothers.
What's up,
hi, guys? What's going on?
You know what's going on.
Two eyes.
Hi,
what
man,
is
how
going
you love
on?
What's what? Up, yum yum kind?
Yummy yum yum.
Ooh, let me taste.
That's
oh.
Inbox.
Wait a minute, you can't taste since all Jay said is the bottoms. Remember that.
Hello.
Ooh,
I'm not coming to MLK this weekend. I'm not coming. I can't come. Anyway,
why you not coming this weekend?
Girl. Oh.
I'm
girl,
this
mind
weekend.
You,
this
mind you, my man. My man knew about it, but now he tripping, so now I can't come to MLK or whatever time I spend too much time with the girls and the team.
Girl,
no.
Here she go, girl. Here
you
she go.
Like
oh,
Lord. You sound like a Jay setter, girl.
Right. My man said I can't dance. I'm on retirement.
Ain't that it?
Girl, I'm just keeping it real. I mean, that's what he said, girl.
Girl, let me tell you something, baby. Can't no Jay setter lay down with you and I didn't hold you, baby. So, I mean, you can lift your man just a little bit. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm his yum yum kind, so I have to live in my
yeah.
moment.
Oh. Well, this weekend in Atlanta, y'all know it's MLK weekend. It is going down. We do have Tony online from Atlanta. He's gonna come on around 10 o'clock and talk to us about MLK weekend, the competition, and he also will have Homer from Tracks on the line with us to talk about the space in the club and all the events that's gonna go down with Tracks this weekend. For all the Track supporters and out there, everybody who come out and show us love, thank you. But let's go ahead and get to the jump.
Let's get to it. So the hot topic of today is the effect that Jay setting has on relationships. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right into it. This is something that really gets me. It gets me going every time. Like the girls, when they single, they'll swear, oh, I love dancing. Dancing is my life. Oh, I live for dancing. I live, sleep, and eat, dance.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as 48-hour trade comes along, oh, I retire. I can't go to the club. I can't go to the club no more. I'm not dancing no more. And then 48 hours later, trade is gone, and they're back in the club.
Chris,
so,
are you with 48-hour trade, or are you with the man, honey? Which is it?
Oh, no. Exactly. Are you asking me?
Oh. Yeah. No, thanks for Chris.
What happened? What happened?
Are you a 48-hour man, girl? What's the tea?
I
didn't hear you.
She said, you want an 8-hour train, or do you have a man, baby?
I have a boyfriend, and I have a husband.
Is she paying a bill? Is she paying a bill?
I'm following you. Go ahead. I'm following
you.
If she's not paying a bill, she's 48 hours.
No.
If she picks up a bill.
Okay, let's get into let's get into why you guys think that Jason has such a big effect on people's relationship. Why can't you juggle balls? Why people can't juggle balls, and why don't they last? The relationship, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Or why do you think people choose to... Wait, why do you think people choose to actually stop dancing and being with a boy versus doing what they quote-unquote love?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, to keep it completely real, let's just throw it out there. I think in our culture, in our community, we deal with a lot of low self-esteem type things. So the first man who comes at you and shows you a little bit of love, you drop everything for that person. And I think that's basically what it is. I think that's why the girls stop dancing, because 48-hour Trey has that much power over them, because they're showing them a little bit of love. And it's just really low self-esteem. That's my opinion.
So do you think like this in all cases, or does it just happen? Cause I've seen some situations where it's like, okay, I'm too old to be dancing with all these young people, and it's just for fun.
And, right. You
know, they stop dancing, not because their boyfriend tell them not to, only because they need more time to be with their man instead of in
right.
a club with leotards on.
That's true,
well,
too.
I can attest to that. It is very difficult to be in a relationship and be part of, I'll say, any dance unit if your boyfriend is not, you know what I'm saying, in tune with the arts and what's going on with the arts and, you know, with dancing and us being as gay as we are. And, like, I would think, like, coming from a man's standpoint, what we do sometimes, like, with the whole leotards and, you know, all the hair and the drag and shit, you know, that's kind of sort of too much for some men. Do I think you should lower your standards to be with a man that, I mean, if you feel to do any of those things, you should not change yourself for any man, and that's just my personal opinion.
Right.
However, there are times when you do have to take a break, you know, and deal with your relationship. And I have been in a relationship before when I was at Jackson State. And he, like the whole me being in the band thing, there wasn't anything that he was just cool with, because it's like all the attention was like kind of put on me, and he's like, okay, well, little on me, why you want little on me when everybody else is just ruling over you? And I'm just like, you know, well, I want you, but, you know, you cannot just get that into a person's head when you are, like, just on the scene, and they said all the time. So, I mean, you have to find some kind of balance, find a way to balance your life so that, you know, it just doesn't take over. That's just how
I
think about it. But it should be done in the context.
Yeah, and back to Flash's question. No, I don't think that's every situation, but I'm safe enough to or believe or to assume that's most situations. Because, I mean, when the dude comes into your life, knows what you do. He knows exactly what you do, and, you know, he decides that he wants to try to be with you or whatever. And I feel like you shouldn't have to change yourself because a person comes into your life.
I can really agree with that. Another thing that kind of, like, comes off that situation is when people start changing themselves overall, it becomes more of not just J-set and this personal characteristics, because some people be ashamed to say, hey, I'm a J-setter, and I wear leotards, and, you know, I go in club and be gay sometimes. You know, when they go in front of people, they want to hide it because, like you said, they're ashamed of what people are going to say and their confidence level. And I want to overcome that, because, one, you got to realize if it's something that you love doing, it's your passion. If somebody's going to be with you, you got to, you know what I'm saying, understand that they need to love you for who you are.
Exactly.
And if you got to go ahead.
I was just going to say, because there was a time when somebody hit me up. They had seen me at the club or whatever. And they was like, you would be so cute if you didn't do that J-set and stuff. And I said, well, thank you for the feedback, and it was nice talking to you. I'll be sure to keep that in mind and keep it moving, because if that's the way you feel.
Don't tell me, like Jay said, it's late. That shit turns me. Ugh.
Right. I mean, it's not even that it's late, but so I look a certain way or you get a certain vibe off me just because I dance? No, ma'am. If that's the way you feel, then we can't be together.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll keep it fucking moving. We'll keep it right the fuck on rolling.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in school, I was in a relationship of 3 years, and I mean, it was kind of hard for him to, you know, grasp it, because whenever I was in the club, I was dancing, And mm-hmm. but he knew from the jump that I'm not a club person unless I'm going to the club to dance. So he knew he was getting himself into. That was a couple of times that he, you know, complained or whatnot. And I was like, well, look, girl, this is just how it is. If I wasn't dancing, I wouldn't be at the club, period. So it's just something that you got to get used to.
Right. All right, Chris.
I mean, I agree. Y'all done said everything I was going to say. So I'm
all right, you got to say something else, baby. You got to come on, say something else.
Well, you know what? I'll give him this question to let him start. Because I know you go through this too, brother. Okay, so as far as being a J-setter, you know people automatically perceive us as being, like, the cunts or, you know, just gay, just flamboyant. So, like, a lot of people go through things and they do stuff, like, outside of J-setting to kind of balance that image. And, you know, like, some people, if you J-set, they won't go in the club and just be kind of, they'll just stand there and be boy, wear boy clothes and want to talk about weed and, you know, all that stuff to, I guess, fill that void of somebody thinking that they're less of a masculine person or to save their masculine image. Like, do you go through that, and how do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't really have a problem with being something or trying to be something that I'm not because, I mean, and this is just me, and like I said, every person in this lifestyle is raised differently, but, you know, I was naturally raised masculine, so I was taught to be naturally masculine before, you know, being cunt and femme. This is something that I kind of really just acquired just by either being around gays, and really, I didn't got more cunt as I've been dancing, but, you know, whatever. I mean, oh, the naked drummer. But, no, like, really, I just think a lot of what, it kind of helps if you do have a lot of things to balance it out besides dancing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the type to where I'm not going to naturally I'm not going to tell everybody I'm gay. Just I don't volunteer information. Now, if you may ask, I may choose. If I choose to say yeah, I'll choose to say yeah. If I don't want you to know, I just doesn't want you to know. That doesn't mean that I'm insecure about who I am. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
Well, baby, I'm gay, and if you ask me, I'm going to tell you.
Right, but I mean, there's a time and place for everything, because especially with my job, like, I just don't mix my personal life and that, you know what I'm saying? So it's
that's
it's
true.
Just, I just don't like to mix it, because when you mix it, and then especially when you're dealing with kids and stuff, it's just
I understand. That's why I feel like when you create your profession in your life, like me, I had to find a spot where I can be comfortable with being who I am 24/7 from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, no matter what I do. And,
exactly.
You know, as far as you know I'm gay or straight, that doesn't play a big part to me. But, you know, my mission is what I'm trying to accomplish. So I feel like the only thing I have to do outside of, you know, once someone knows I'm gay is just show them the qualities of whatever position or whatever I'm trying to fulfill. I show that. I overwhelm them with that versus them having to think something about me being gay or always talk about gay or Jay sitting some, you know, at the wrong time. I think it is a time and a place for everything, and I think that's why people get us so mixed up and have misconceptions of us as in all Jay setters are one way, or even to the extent of all gays are the same. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you kind of went into another topic of that we were going to talk about tonight. You know, about J-setting and your other life, you know. Let's go back to J-sets and the relationship for a second, though. How do y'all feel about the misconception that all J-setters are cunt bottom fuck?
I think it's ignorant. I think it's really just foolish, because it's just stereotyping once again. It's like, it's ignorant. You don't know any better. You know, you're just going off of what you've experienced or what you heard. And I honestly gagged, because after I started getting to know so many J-setters, I felt weird on Vintage and on all my other squads. Ooh, Dexter hung up. On all of my other squads, because I always felt like I was a little bit different. You know, I was always kind of, I always had that other little man side in me that was always like, okay, I'm serious. Let's, you know, but I just don't appreciate people thinking that about us. I don't think people respect our craft and give the time or day to even get to know J-setters or what we do. They just judge us off of what they see. You got a leotard, you flaming, you know.
Right. I think it just comes along with the territory of being a dancer, period, not just a Jay Setter, because even when straight dudes are dancing, they're conceived as gay, or they're conceived as flamboyant, or they must be gay or whatever like that. Like, even if you're straight, as a choreographer, choreographing for, like, the top hottest artists, if they dance, oh, they must be gay. They a background dancer for Beyonce. They must be gay, you know?
Let's talk about that word, because we had a little session on the page where we were talking about gay. Dick, so you back on the air with us.
Okay.
But we were talking about gay, and when I speak stuff, I like to speak literal on things. And to me, gay doesn't define a sexuality, meaning it doesn't say, you know, gay means you sleep with a man or you sleep with a woman. Gay just simply means happy, meaning you wake up and you live every day on the thought of there's no labels, there's no certain, you know, stereotypes or things. Whatever makes you happy, that's what it is, you know, and to be gay is just you doing it in just in a moment of time. You know, tomorrow you may find a girl, you're just like, okay, I'll have it. I may want to be with her tomorrow. Next day you might want to be with a stud. You know, that's what gay is about. And I think people misunderstand the word, because to me, gay is a beautiful thing. It allows you to think outside the box. It don't limit you to doing stuff. It makes you be more emotional and give more passion to things. And a part of being straight, you are limited to showing emotion and to doing certain things because it's labeled as feminine and masculine. And the thing to me that are feminine, they make situations a whole lot better, because it's kind of like love. You know, that's what feminine gives to me, love. And just masculine give more physical, hands-on, just, you know, look what I can do type of thing.
And
feminine gives me more so, look how I can make you feel. So I just wanted to speak that piece on there, but go back.
Well,
go ahead.
I see exactly what you're saying. I actually see gay, straight, and bi as the label for sexual orientation. But I think that a lot of times it goes far beyond that. Like, because you like Beyonce, you must be, or you're gay. No. Like, gay, straight, and bi, the only thing that talks about is what you like, what you're sexually attracted to. Anything beyond that, I feel like, is just a misconception, or that's a label or a role that you're supposed to fulfill. And I think that's where people get real, real mixed up. And so, I mean, I believe in the roles because, I mean, I believe in the labels because everybody, there's a label for everything. You know, there's a label for the color red. There's a label for what a TV is. So I believe if you like sexual intercourse with other guys, then you are gay. Or if you like it with females and guys, then you are bisexual. If you just prefer women, then you're straight. But anything beyond that, I feel like it's just a role or something that you're supposed to, that you're expected to fulfill or something like that. And that's what I don't agree with.
Well,
now, I wonder who determines these roles is the question.
Well,
exactly.
And that's why I was getting to being literal with the statement, because honestly, you can't say that means you're gay because you have sex with another male. You know, that means you're a homosexual, because that defines your sexuality.
Right.
Gay does not say that you're having sex. It just says, you know, you're happy. You're in a state of mind of, you know, you're more in touch with your spirit about things versus words. Words are made up. We made up every word we see. Everything that's out here is made up. Before all these languages and labels were made up, it was none of this. Everything was on how you felt and stuff like that. Like animals now. Animals don't speak, damn it. But they know what the fuck's going on. So it's just a lie.
Ooh, you wrote a good one too.
Well, I think that what this show needs to do is as far as like gays are just gays.
Yes! I'm still rolling it. Thank you.
Look, gays that are just gay. We need to like teach them like how to, you know, not to be gay and, you know, different outlets to.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying, listen to what I'm saying. When I say not be gay, I mean, you know, do more than just be gay, you know. Because,
well,
it's because of us and a whole lot of our behavior, you know what I'm saying, all the time to where we've gotten stereotyped. So, I mean, the show needs to be a positive influence. I really think so is. But see, I'm gay. I'm gay as hell, you know. on the same
girl,
on Saturday night.
Hey, let's be politically and literally correct on this show. You're flamboyant as hell. Say that.
Okay, I'm flamboyant.
But I want the girls out there that's listening to know exactly what you mean. You mean what you say, and I want them to get you know, your words mixed up.
Right.
So be literal.
My flamboyancy, it reflects, you know what I'm saying, how gay I am and how much I don't mind expressing my sexuality. You know, that's something that I live up on the same token. On Sunday morning, I'm going to take those pumps off. I'm going to wipe that Mac off. I'm going to put my shirt and tie on with my suit, and I'm going to go and play and be Mr. Dexter. When I'm teaching kids, I am Mr. Dexter. But, you know, a lot of people, they don't know that balance. A lot of girls, they don't have that balance. So, I mean, we just need to, you know, reach out to the girls more, because it is very bad, and people do call us gay, and I can be very gay sometimes, but, you know, that's just out of my own comfort zone. But,
okay. So I got a question. So if you are homosexual, meaning you like other guys, do you feel like that's something that you have to broadcast all the time, like loudly and obnoxiously? Because I think that's what makes the, I'm putting quotations up, regular people, quotations, that's what makes them feel some type of way. Because, I mean, like Chris said, I can identify with exactly what Chris said earlier. He was saying that he's gay, but it's not something that he advertises. And I feel the same way. It's not something that I hide. However, it's not something that is me. I'm not gay. That's just a part of who I am. So I don't feel the need to wave the rainbow flags and blow the whistles and twirl the napkins out in the parking lot all the time.
Right.
But
now
sometimes,
that,
I want to do that sometimes. And I live for people that want to do that sometimes, but just not all the time. I mean, doing that, I mean, that's all about self-expression and how you choose to express yourself. Is it appropriate
right.
in every environment? No, it is not appropriate in every environment. But, you know,
right.
for every person that wants to have their moment, I think that they should be entitled to have their moment. I mean, and everybody
I agree.
Is who they are. You know, some people are more masculine, some people are way more feminine. It's just the moment.
That's true.
I think that I agree there is a time and place for everything. Now, once again, I'm going back to the comment you made, Linnell, when you said that, you know, should you broadcast it? Broadcasting, I think, I'm assuming you mean just being like a cunt. Just like, girl, this, that, and the third, ooh, is that what you're meaning?
Right, like they can see you coming a mile away.
Right, and so that's not something that you would typically do in the set. You know, that's what I won't do in the set. That's not what it's given. If I don't know these people, once I get to know straight people, if they know I'm gay and something like that, and that's the vibe that it is, and it's okay for that, and they respect it, that's fine. But of course not. When you go around other people as a gay male, I have to give them, I have to be serious. I have to give them who I am, not what I like to do in my hobby, being flamboyant.
Right.
It's kind of like a sport. It's just for fun.
Right. Yes, sport.
And, so, and there's a difference. So if I'm around someone and I can be myself like this regardless 24/7, if they ask me if am I gay, I'm going to say yes. And
exactly.
I'm confident in it, not because I know they're gonna look at me and go, okay, he's not being flamboyant. You damn right. It's not the time for that right now. This ain't got nothing to do with my lifestyle. I'm trying
right.
to make money, so I have to be serious.
Right.
You see me?
Right.
So
I mean,
go ahead.
I don't know. I was just gonna chime in. I just say, somebody asked me if I'm gay. I'm gonna say yeah, just because I know they're not gonna beat my ass.
Right.
You're not going
to
beat my ass.
It's all about respect. You have to be real. You have to live realistically. You have to know people. You have to know what's going on. And I grew up interested on the West Side. So I've always been like this. Always been myself. And I noticed that people just like it when you be yourself and not when you're extra. People, even gay people, you know when you're being extra. We know when you're not. It's people who are naturally feminine. And you would pay it because you know that's them. And nobody else is. Like, they're not acting. This is how they are, you know?
Right.
And they can go around the trade and be cunt and pay it. Or, you know, this is how some of the trainees do. They can go around the trade because they know they cunt and it's natural. They're not being a fad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Terrell said he's straight. He just liked the book.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Terrell. Ain't nothing wrong with it. The girls need to call in, too, and get a piece of this hot topic.
All right. Girl, you've been on the air with us, girl. What's going on with your phone?
Girl, I know I'm in a very bad area. I'm sorry, girl.
You having a moment?
Yes, I'm having a very, very bad moment, but I'm here.
All right, I'm gonna take a call. I'm gonna take a call from caller 404-901. You're live on the air.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? It's Sean.
Hey. Oh, Sean.
Oh, hey.
No, we need to talk.
I just wanted to call in reference to what you were saying. I know I'm gonna speak from. I'm going to speak from the military aspect. In the 4 years that I have been in, I have seen a lot. I've seen a lot of gay people pass through. One thing that I will note that in acceptance in the military and one thing that has kind of grown, it has never really been a problem. It has always been the dykes. Dykes have always been, well, not dykes, but, you know, lesbians. I'm sorry. Lesbians have always been accepted because 9 times out of 10, they have the low cut, they have the tattoos, they have this kind of male, you know, this kind of male thing that they personify. And I have run into, you know, feminine men in the military, and it is hard to kind of differentiate because there are sometimes people who want to have that more feminine aspect, and they do want to be that. They try to butch it up, and it looks wrong. And even though they have run away with don't ask, don't tell, it still is a problem. A lot of people think just because don't ask, don't tell has disappeared, that it's okay for everybody to just sit here and be, you know, can be openly gay, and now we can do this, that, and the third. The truth be told, the military is honestly has always been, you know, man ran, you know, white man power. Honestly, that's just how I've seen it. Even though they have a lot of black people to step into power, it's not always. Everything is not in our hands, and they've done so much to get black people into the army, and that was a big step thing, to allow women to join the military, but they're only allowed to do certain MOSs because certain things are only guy-oriented. But as far as you being gay and you allowing to be yourself, you face beyond some, I don't even know what word to say for adversity, and you're trying to be yourself, because them going away with that was not really anybody's gift. Because if anybody in your unit finds out that you're gay or that you're openly gay, I cannot forget the day that my commander sat us down and told us that they were doing away with this, and the look on some of those soldiers' faces as they said, okay, well, now it's okay for them to be out. Now
yeah!
It's for us to sit here and say, we can sit here and accept these people to sit here and be in this military with us. And I'm sitting here, you know, me regularly, the way that I act around you guys, honestly, is just about the same that I act in front of them. And I'm not any less, I won't say that I necessarily get any less flamboyant, but I hang around mostly women. I have a few guy friends, and it's, you know, it's just always been more of a gravitating thing that I hang around females. But for them to sit there and say one of them, you know, was like, well, I can't be in the shower with them, or I can't, you know, expect this person to sit here and be in combat because this is, you know, excuse my terminology, this is a faggot. Like, this is a punk. A punk is not going to protect me. And I'm sitting here
saying,
want
your gay-ass cooties.
Like, to sit here and listen to that, and you say, you know, we're all supposed to fight the same fight, and we're a bullet does not know gender, because a bullet is going to take a life regardless. So if I'm supposed to be sitting there watching you, this same thing is the same commander, combative teacher that helping train these soldiers to get out there and do all this, and it just, it bothers me so much because so many people think that everything is
off, baby.
It's just, they think that some of this is so cut and dry, and it's really not, and it's so sad. But that was just one thing that I definitely wanted to saying, but, you know, I've been around, this is coming from Oklahoma, this is coming from when I did my training in Missouri, and it, you know, even at my basic training camp, there were people telling me that they hadn't even seen black people before. There was a black kid who told me, you know, in Parker, Alabama, black people are still not allowed. And I'm like, you imagine that I'm black and I'm gay. Okay, well, now you automatically got a problem because it's not hard for somebody to set you up to get you your ass whooped. It's not. So, we have too many things. We have too many, there are too many training environments that we can get and hurt and kill them. And for you to sit here and say, okay, well, doing that on tell is completely gone, but there's still these people who are uncomfortable. It only takes one idiot to fuck the thing up.
Out of a unit of 200 and some odd people,
all it takes is one dumbass for me to get going.
You are so right. That is so right. It's scary
for me to sit and wake up. You know, I just got promoted to sergeant. And I'm afraid, you know, I sit and I go around and I listen to these soldiers talk this, that, and the third. But
right.
To me, losing respect as an NCO because then I'm looking over all these other soldiers. God forbid they find out I'm gay. So
exactly.
I'm telling you what to do. And you're like, oh, at the end of the day, you sleep with another man. So what is
exactly
the reality behind the situation of what and who you are? You're not
having
anything to do because you say and you do something that is viewed as because of who I am, or because
yes,
I enjoy, or because of what God has put me on this path and made me feel more comfortable with, is
yes,
little or make me any less necessary to give you any direction or anything like that, because I'm always going to lead you in a way.
You are so right.
It's really, really sad, Sean, because a lot of you all
have to go through
it and experience all that, and I feel your pain. I really do.
I do too.
But
like, that's fucked
we're gonna go to commercial.
That
was
fuck shit.
Hey,
fuck shit, dog.
Hey, we're gonna go to a commercial.
Shit, break. Wait a minute, let me bend over.
Yeah, we'll be back. Hey, we'll be back after this commercial break. Y'all stay tuned. Meet me on the floor.
Oh.
Did you hear it? Girl, it's Hot Topic. I'm ready for MLK weekend. I don't know about y'all.
Girl,
what
y'all dancing, girl?
I'm
just
trying to find my pump. What y'all dancing, girl? I can't find my pump, y'all.
I'm dancing at Freight Depot, thank you. If I get a chance. Ooh. The ball is on the same night, so I got to get in and get out.
The ball is where?
The ball is Saturday night, too. The ball is supposed to start at 9, but I know it ain't going to start on time. But, so I'm going to make
it. For the
function. Y'all saw my costume I put up? I ain't finished with it. I got to put some more diamonds and stuff on. I got to get my hair pinned.
All right. That's finished.
All right, Ashawn, you're back on the air with us.
Okay, let me put him on hold.
He's still here?
Oh.
Yeah. All right, cool. I'm really glad that you shared that moment with us. Sean gave us a look into the armed forces, gave us your...
Sean.
Yes.
Who pissed you off?
This E7 by the name of his name is Sergeant First Class Dante Harper. And
you leave in government?
He has been my complete influence to change for the better as I progress in the military. That is the biggest, the most hateful piece of shit in the world. And the reality behind it.
Continue, please.
And then he's a black guy. He's a black guy, and he has that, everything that I just said, that is his mentality. And it was so surprising because when I got promoted on November 16th, 2011, when he read me my orders of promotion that day at the ceremony, he was like, "I can't believe they will promote Will." And it just made me sick and look back at myself.
Yeah.
Girl,
hello.
They saw a soldier who has been, who has qualified on his rifle, who has shown leadership capabilities, who has given enough to his country, who has given enough to say that he can lead troops in battle, who has volunteered.
Man, shut the fuck up.
Who has volunteered to go overseas on one occasion. Yes, I volunteered to go to Afghanistan, Iraq, anywhere that they would send me. Because I'm not afraid. I did this for me. I didn't do this for the good and glory. I did it because I wanted to join the Army. And I was fully aware of what I was getting myself into. And when I said that, I looked at myself and...
That's
everything.
Not right. Yes, Sean, I understand.
It's just not right. It's not right.
It's not right.
It's
real sad.
That's just out of order. You know what I'm saying?
It's
I would cut so bad with him. I would cut so bad.
You need to write Barack.
Yeah, she needs to write somebody. That's the only way her voice would be heard is if she writes somebody.
And her
because
voice
her story
to be
deserves to be heard.
Baby.
Her story deserves to be heard. Because if they're doing it to him, listen to me, they're probably doing it to somebody else too.
Yes,
Sean, you just gave me you gave me a lifetime moment. Channel 55.
Lifetime.
Yes, you did, baby. 60 minutes, honey.
It is just scary, but like, it's you have to find with him and anybody in the military. And you have to find a different avenue to go at him. And I just haven't found it because he told us personally. He said that, you know, he's the head nigga in charge. Ain't nobody going to do this to him. Ain't nobody going to do that. Because we have, you know, soldiers. You know, we have places that we can go to complain. And he told us plenty one time. He was like, I don't give a fuck if you call IG. You know, it's going to come to me anyway. So it's like, you have to to be mindful. You just have to be mindful of your settings and your surroundings as far as dealing with. Yes.
What are you talking about, baby?
You went off on a tangent.
Yeah, I was with you.
Keep on going.
No, don't apologize. There's no reason.
We have to take another caller, Sean. I really want to thank you for giving your input. It was sickening, I promise you. Let me take another caller, and then I'm going to come back to you. 404.
Yeah, keep her on hold.
Yeah. 944. You're live on the air. Meet me on the floor. Hello?
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 Yes, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, who are you? Make yourself known.
So one girl talked too damn much, and this girl not talking at all.
Girl, who is this?
I don't know, but I just hung up.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back on topic.
You got to refresh your memory.
Baby, y'all are a bit. Okay. Being perceived, I guess we're going to have a misconception now. How does Jay Satin affect some of you guys' lives as far as like y'all jobs and with school and stuff like that and trying to balance it out?
I don't let it.
Well, you gonna speak on it, Chris?
Sure.
I'll speak on it when you're done.
Okay. Well, as far as my job, hello.
Uh-huh.
As far as school, it's totally different. Like, I mean, I was in the band, and of course, I'm a firm believer in college. Your gays, they're all in the arts, all in the fine arts department. Gospel choir, band, they're all there. That's where they live at. But, you know what I'm saying, again, I was a drum major, and yeah, a few people in the band knew about me, but as a whole, I felt like a drum major has that mentality that he has to uphold. And do I feel like him being gay should affect whether he can do his job or not? No, but I do feel like if the band knows that, okay, because Flash laughing because she's talking, I'm about to get real education with the girls. But, I mean, I just feel like, and then I was in a fraternity, and I mean, I had things I wanted to do in college. Now, is it wrong for fraternity to turn you down because you're gay? Yes, it's wrong. You can sue them for it. But they can always counteract and say, okay, no, we didn't pick it because of this reason. But you know damn well it's because you're gay. So if I wanted to do my fraternity and me being openly gay, would I have made it? No. I mean, just being real. But I do think it affects – I don't like it to affect my job just because when I'm at my job, I'm here for that purpose, my job. But I'm not going to keep going. But anyways, yeah, go ahead, Liam.
All right. For my particular job, it's kind of hard because I'm a teacher. So let's step away from the Jay Satin thing. Just we only have to go from that. But just as a whole, teachers are heavily scrutinized. We're supposed to be seen as like a holier than thou nuns, basically. A lot of the teachers I work with, and a lot of teachers that you probably know, you probably know that they live far away from the school that they work at. They don't go to no Walmarts in the area. Because if a child sees you and you got some condoms in your basket, you can get in trouble for that. Teachers got to make sure that they don't have no crazy stuff on their Facebook page, no cussing, none of that stuff. Because if a parent sees it, we've heard stories of teachers getting fired just because of a comment being made on the Facebook page. That's just how scrutinized teachers are as a whole or whatever. So being that I knew that I was majoring in education all through college and planning to be a teacher after I graduated, well, all of us really, because I'm a teacher, Brian's a teacher, Corey's gone on to a career, and some other people in 3D are being teachers or whatnot. So,
I need to be a professional talker, bitch.
So whenever the cameras came around, we just politely turned our heads, and it wasn't that we were scared or well. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah, a bitch was scared because that could affect your career on down the line. Whatever you put out there on the World Wide Web would be out there forever. You know what I'm saying? So Jay Setting can really affect you. I'm working with kids. I'm not too much worried about the elementary ones because what I do on the Jay Setting side doesn't affect that at all. You know what I'm saying? If a parent sees me bucking on YouTube, whatever, that's my life, and it has nothing to do with your kids. However, I am also a band director at a high school. If those high schoolers are looking on YouTube and they see me bucking, I'm not scared of what they're going to say. However, it's going to be that much harder for me to command their respect and command their control as an authority that I have built myself as if they see me bucking and fringe. And I think a lot of people don't realize that when they start putting their stuff on YouTube and posting stuff on people's page, they don't think about what's going on outside of your own life.
That's how I have my own life.
Right.
When you're
growing, you
people experiences like that. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think people should be more conscientious about stuff like that before they go posting on people's Facebook walls or they go posting stuff on YouTube, putting people. And I'm not attacking any specific person. I'm just saying in general, you should be more conscientious because everybody's not in the same boat as you.
Well, everybody don't have a self-conscious either, so people don't really, you know, I know people are intentionally.
Don't really care.
Yeah, and they don't really care. But, like, that's what I was speaking about earlier. When you're doing stuff in your life, everything is going to revolve around you and how you are and the image that people are going to see you as. So you have to build that image in everything you do. That's the balance, learn how to still Jake that, but keep that image that's not going to mess up your whole career.
Right.
You're going through stuff, you have to be able to say, okay, I did this, and if I want to be this in the future, people are going to be able to go back and have this and point and laugh at me and say, this is what it was. And if I'm not going to be man enough to say this is what it was and to be able to give reasons why and to, for you know,
right,
all that crazy stuff.
Right.
Well, in my situation, Flash, I can be kind of gay.
That's your profession, bitch.
Yeah, that's my moment. Like, you know, I work with the girls, but there is an age group that I am not gay with, and those are like my 3-year-olds, my 3 to 10-year-olds. Like, I'm not just flamboyant with them. But, like, my students that are, like, 11 and all the way up, you know, I could clean out with those girls and say, okay, girl, I need a kick layout into the towards your pay, you know, something. But and even at church, I'm not saying I could just be the biggest queen at church. But, you know, most piano players, you know, we're gay. So, you know.
You play the piano, bitch?
Yes, I play the piano and the organ every Sunday, honey. Yes, God.
I'm my wedding girl.
Yes.
Amen, bitch. Amen. That's her moment.
Well, you can just have your moment. Be who you are.
You're supposed to live in your moment.
So since we were talking about labels, let's get into the whole label thing, how some people don't like to be classified as, you know, top, bottom, versatile bottom, versatile top, gay, straight.
Let's go in.
Whoa.
Let's go in, please.
No.
Why not?
Let's go, girls. I know I'm ready. All right. Well, if you're ready, I'm ready.
I'll kick her off. Only because I posted the question. I posted the question on the board, so I feel it's only right. So basically, my question came from a place of personal experience. I was talking to somebody. Who we're not really talking, but conversing, I'll say. So we're not talking or together or anything. But I was talking to somebody, and I was greatly confused because I didn't know if they what was going on. hold on, really quick.
Baby.
Lanelle, come take this trash out, boy.
Child, she took the trash out, child. What's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm back. Sorry for the commercial break. But
child, your
so,
man
yeah.
called you in the kitchen.
Nah, not even like that. So anyway, there is this person, right? And I wasn't sure of the label, quote unquote. And the only reason I even cared was because, you know, I kind of am crushing on this person. So anyway, it was confusing me. So basically, I just got tired of the game. I got tired of the back and forth or whatever. So I was like, so what is it? I said, are you gay or are you just like gay shit? And so so basically it all came down to I get down. I mean, I'm open to anything, but I don't really like labels. So I was like, oh, okay, well, that means you're bi. And then he was like, no, I mean, I just don't really, you know, I like, I'm down, I'm open for anything.
She's gay.
Exactly. That's the way I feel. Like I said, your sexual orientation, I feel, is a, it has a label, whether you want to admit it or not. And I feel like a lot of people who go.
It does have a label, and it's either homosexual or bisexual.
Right.
That's
dope. But they don't like it.
Or heterosexual.
Right, exactly. I mean, yeah, we're playing on words right now, but that's basically what we're talking about when we say gay, bi, or straight. We're talking about homosexual, bisexual, or heterosexual. So I feel like it's a cop-out, personally, because you're not comfortable enough to say, I like boys.
Well, I disagree because I'm one of the people who will tell you real quick, I'm gay. Well, I'll say I'm gay, but I'll be quick to choose, you know, I can understand it because it's like I wouldn't want to be labeled or classified or have a certain thing, like you said earlier, that you have to go by. If you're gay, this is what you expect me to go by. So, no, I'm not going to live my life saying that this is what I am, and they got every right to.
You're right. I don't think you should have to, but I think that it still has a label, even though you don't want to. You know what I'm saying? I think if you like girls and boys, then you're bisexual. I just feel like that's the way it is.
I think she should keep it real and tell you that she's gay.
So what do we mean when folks say they're curious? What that mean?
I don't know.
Because folks is confused out here. These folks confused. The people confused.
I ain't never been confused or bi curious. I already knew, honey.
Well, I think that's a cop out too.
Well, you know what? I think it's the first thing, experience. It's just curiosity. You want to know what it's about. When they say bi curious, I think of they want to know what the lifestyle is about. What it is to be gay. Not the sex part, but just like being gay. You curious as to our lifestyle and what we do and what we get. Because we go hard. We do it. I love being gay.
So, wait a minute. Let me ask this. Well, I have a good question. It's a random question that just popped in my head. So, why is it okay can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, why is it okay for a female to come to a gay club and we believe that she's straight when she says she's straight? But when it's a dude that's in a gay club and he says he's straight but he's with his friends, then nobody believes
him. Because we want him.
Because it don't happen. Because it's just something that does not happen.
So y'all gonna judge that man just because he's in the club? You can't tell the man he's lying.
Because we want him.
That's the way the world is, girl.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't agree with it because I've had an experience where I brought a straight friend to the club and he came with my girl straight friend. So I do understand that there are times when that happens, but I don't see why that's such a misconception because your average straight guy is not going to fuck with a gay club.
Yeah. Well, see, me, I would think, I'd be like, okay, yeah, he told me he's straight, so I'm not going to just say he's gay. I'm just going to just say if it happens, I knew it.
Right.
I'm gonna take it for what it is because I'm still gonna get to know him the same way. I'm still gonna do the same thing.
Okay. I got another question because they're popping up in my head. Now, for those who go to the club, why is it that why is it that when you go to a club that's not necessarily
straight?
Not even that. I mean, if you go into a club and you know you're not, why do some of us in this community? I ain't saying who do what and who do who.
But why do we go to the club?
I mean, why do some of us go to the club? And like, I've seen some people go to the club and they totally change. Like, they get up in the trade club where they don't Jay sit at, and then they just like really hood all of a sudden. Like,
because the girls don't want to get beat up.
But, I mean, I'm saying they're still in a gay club, but just like Atlanta, I mean, you got tracks. Some people don't go to tracks. They would rather go to, I don't know what y'all call them, the trade clubs up there. What's the clubs y'all call? Rain, whoever the hell.
Who?
Oh. Rain. I understand what you're saying. Well, I mean, like, when we go somewhere like tracks or the Chaparral, a lot of us, as Jay said, are going for the purpose to dance. So the girls get up in they dance clothes, you know what I'm saying? But when you go into a lounge or something like that, you go into a whole nother environment. So it calls for a whole nother costume or whatnot.
A whole nother illusion, bitch.
Right. Because I've gone to Chaparral with some basketball shorts on or some jogging pants on before and just completely paid it.
Right. Exactly. I don't know. And then at the same time, Chris, like a lot of people, they are boys, but, you know, you never really get to see it because that's the only time you see them is when they J-set. And so when the time you see them outside the club.
Right. I just want to get some answers on it. I feel you.
Well, there you go. Ms. Dex, if you keep hanging up, girl, we're going to kick you off the show.
Uh-oh.
She's losing her moment.
Girl, I'm telling you, I'm second in line. All I'm waiting is for her to trip up and break her ankle, and I'm in.
No,
I'm not going to break it. These ankles are in my metal.
Y'all,
all right. So I got a question for you before you go to commercial break because I feel it coming, Flash. So what's the difference between bisexual and no labels at all? You don't like labels. What's the difference between that?
Bisexual, meaning you just have with both sex, and no label means you're just gay. You just do what makes you happy. No, for real, and I mean that serious, because when you're gay, you just do whatever makes you happy. You know, you don't, it's no label. It's okay, whatever I'm feeling, this is what it is, and that's what gay is about. It's about being happy. It's not about defining if you're going to have sex with a man or a woman. That doesn't matter to you. It's like, okay, well, this feels like I'm going to do it. And that's what gay is all about. That's what makes people gay, that feeling of making yourself happy, not, you know what I'm saying? Does it make
sense?
I love
being gay players. I see what you're saying.
It's not, gay is not about the whole sex thing or liking a man or a woman. It's not. It's about being happy. It's no label. So when somebody says that, they don't realize that they're gay. Or, you know, that's what it is when you make motions like this. Any further questions?
No.
Well, wait a minute. Now, y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead. I mean, y'all
don't... Okay. Well, we're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be taking calls from callers to get y'all feedback on the topic for today. So, y'all press one. If y'all want to talk, I'm going to bring Sean back on. And in a minute, I'm going to get Big Tony on from Atlanta and Homer.
Okay, can y'all give me 2 minutes? Because I got to take shit.
Girl! She got no class, girl. She got no class.
Girl.
Shut up, 14K.
Clean that
girl,
moment, baby.
No
clean your
class.
Moment.
You said clean that home, Texas.
Clean that moment, baby.
All right, y'all. Stay tuned here on Meet Me on the Floor.
Bring the beat in. We'll be right back.
And we're back live with Meet Me on the Floor.
A nasty beat.
It was a nasty beat. It really, really off.
She ran through my body real ultra fierce. Oh, girl, that's what's up, honey. Better out than in. Now, how you doing?
How you doing, BZ?
How you doing? Meet Me on the Floor.
So, I'm guessing at this time we're going to hit the phone lines up. So, all you guys that's out there listening, don't think you're not going to be on catch night. Everybody, want to ask everybody these questions and see what y'all opinion is on how y'all feel. I'm going to let Mel take over it, and then we're going to go to the phone lines and get the caller's question.
Okay. All right. So, real quick, this is real spur of the moment. This is some stuff that's happening in, like, current events. It just, like, dropped into my brain. So, I'm just going to ask y'all this question. So, up here in Atlanta in Cobb County, right, the teachers sent these kids home with this assignment, this math assignment. and on the assignment it was full of like derogatory questions like how many slaves does it take to pick a certain amount of cotton, and if you hang little Johnny from a tree, how long will it take for him to like suffocate, like stuff like that. And the girls up here are in a uproar, and the teacher's defense for it was they were trying to have a cultural connection for them to learn from history too.
Well, ma'am, I would have believed that shit better if they said it was for PE, bitch.
What the hell do you mean cultural expense? Who wants goddamn culture about a damn slave? You suppose white people enslave their mammies to act out? Girl, I done got mad. I don't even say
what's
going on up there?
Pull some of these girls from this phone line. Who up here hiding? Pull some of these girls. And we're going to ask them a question.
We're going to call them out. Put them in.
Just pull them in.
Lord have mercy.
Hey.
Start snatching these hoes in.
Here we go, huh? Here we go.
Hey, before you're live on the air, will be me on the floor. Who's this?
Girl, you better speak up, girl.
I'm going to hang up if you don't.
Step into the light, Caroline.
404-884, you're live on the air. Meet me on the floor.
Two.
Oh, these girls are pulling it.
404-333, you're live on the air. Meet me on the floor.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Is this Sex Siren?
Hello?
These girls are terrified of this phone line.
Goodbye.
Let's start calling some of these girls out who are running.
I know this person will have something to say. 770-558,
okay.
You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
770-558.
Why are these girls so scared of this radio station?
They nervous too?
Because all of you.
How did they do?
678-464, you're on the air with me on the floor.
That's Miss Corey. Corey better talk.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Corey.
Hey.
Hi, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Go ahead, Lamia.
All right, Miss Corey. Corey is an alumni member of 3D, so we can ask this question. It fits him. So, Corey, how do you deal with the misconception that all of us J-setters are attached to? The misconception that we're all feminine, that we're all bottoms, that we're all cut. How do you deal with that?
That's crazy. I mean, when we portray when we're dancing, it's something totally different than what we are outside the club. Period. Because
okay.
You know how, like, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, the especially the girls on 3D, like you said, we have educations and jobs, and I'm not throwing any shade or anything like that right now, but like we have stuff that we have to do outside, and so outside of the club, so if you have to, I don't know why the misconception is that everybody has to be a femme or extremely femme or just a queen all the time. But on the same hand, is what we portray, what you portray, like people don't. There's a reason for stereotypes. People not just going to say, oh, they femme or they queen all the time just for no reason.
Exactly. That's true, too.
Right.
So, I mean,
so
like
you,
I said, there's a reason for the stereotypes here.
So, do you think...
All right, so...
Hey, no. So, do you think it's, do you think you have to do something to get respect as a J-setter after you take off your uniform? Because you know that's how people think. You know what I'm saying? Think about you, or did you just, like, ignore it and pay it and just, you know, how do you handle
it? Well, it depends on who you're trying to get respect from. If it's people in the club, pay them, because they in the club, they know what you're doing. But if they don't see you outside the, I mean, it's for, how can I say it? The people in the club, to me, unless it's like another squad, it don't really matter. Because they in
Hello?
The club, you probably, they, you could probably
somebody like
people.
Dick and ass like you do.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, all right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Lanelle.
All right, so another question, Miss Corey. So you meet a boy outside the club, right? Somebody
uh-huh.
who don't know that you Jay-Z at all.
Uh-huh.
Do you tell him right off the bat that you Jay-Z, or do you warm him up to it a little later on down the line?
I love telling them that I dance, because a lot of people...
You tell you dance?
Wait, do
you tell
them
you
dance
or do you tell
them you Jay-Z? No, yeah, I tell them about Jay-Z. I have to explain it to them. I have to explain it to them what it is, but the people at work, they don't pay my bills either.
Do you immediately go, hey, well, I don't wear that stuff. I just wear a little French here and there, and, you know. Like,
wait,
no, I'm saying, do you go into detail for them because people get misconception? Once again, they feel like you have to explain certain levels so they won't think certain things about you. I'd be in those situations. I walk balls and I bow. So the first thing they always think about is, oh, you do this and you do that.
That is true. I do have to go ahead and like, give an explanation, or I might show them a video or whatever it is, just to let them know. But either way, if they don't like the fact that I Jay said, or if they have this misconception, you got to pay them anyway. They don't pay your bills. They don't do any of that
Hello?
Stuff.
Hello?
And I think, and to me, that means they're not after you. They're after an image, meaning, you know what I'm saying, an image. They're not after who
that
you really are.
So true. That's
yeah,
true.
They're not, that is true.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for calling in, Corey. Well, thank
all
you.
All right, Corey.
we'll, all right.
Corey.
I'm going to go to the next number that got their hand up. I'm not going that strong. 405. I'm about to go to Tennessee. 901-550.
Yes.
You're live on the air.
Ooh. Yes, ma'am. Bring Miss Terrell on his line.
She's not
901.
Yeah.
Okay.
901-550. You live on the air with Mimi on the floor. Who is this?
I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared. I didn't know I was. I didn't.
Yes, Nico.
Press any buttons or not? I didn't know if I pressed any buttons or not. I'm sorry. Well,
who
I don't even.
Are
I'm just
you?
Tuning in. This is Cupid from Memphis.
Hey, Cupid. Nice to meet you.
Oh.
It's nice to meet you too. I wasn't aware I pressed any buttons tonight. I was just listening. I just remembered that the show was on.
It is totally okay. That's what you're meeting us on the floor for. Now, the question that's
welcome,
on the floor.
Welcome.
Is
thank you.
How does Jay setting affect your personal life?
Well, everyone that knows me knows that I Jay set. And the thing about it is I feel like it's a respect thing because I've been doing it as long as I have. It doesn't really affect me. As far as the question that y'all just asked Corey, I don't think that it's important. It's important, but then again, it's not that important because, like he said, you know, you're your own person. What's the rest of the topic?
You was on the right line. Yeah, you was gone. You was gone.
Mm-hmm.
You was gone.
Okay.
Keep talking, baby.
Well, yeah. As far as that, you know, I think that it's about who you are, and most importantly, is who you surround yourself around.
Mm-hmm.
If you really care about your image, that's what I think. A lot of people, I mean, just because you know some girls, you know, they be in the club and they dance or they do the little booty work and all that stuff. People going to think what they're going to think regardless. I mean, either you're going to care or you're not going to care. I mean, I'm the kind of person where I really don't care anyway. And I don't know. I just feel like it's all about who you are and what you want people to see you as.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's what's most important. If you feel like your self esteem is, you know, high enough, or your self confidence is high enough, then it doesn't matter what anybody thinks of you. It's you know, you're gonna put yourself out there how you want to be seen.
Yeah, and that's so true. You know what I learned about life with that is, once you make it through life and so far, you realize that it's certain things that you have to do to produce a certain image or to get people to respect you or to
exactly
certain things about you. And it's not necessarily fake. It's just kind of like that's how life is. It's just like a solution for everything. If this is a solution for this problem, I have to do this to make it through life where I want to be. It's what you have to do. Sometimes
exactly.
I just want to go to the club and break it up and shake the floor loose, bitch. But I got people watching.
Well, I don't know how to shake. I don't know. I can Jay set and vote. That's all I can do.
I'm just saying, even with Jay set, and I when I entered the ballroom scene, I stopped Jay. That's one of the main reasons why I stopped Jay setting, because as a twister, they look at you as doing a feminine thing doesn't make you quote unquote real. You have to do real stuff, quote unquote real stuff all day, every day, meaning masculine things. And to them, they look at Jay setting as just something, just extra gay, no matter when you do it. You put on this stuff, you gay. And I was like, well, it don't make sense, because when you vote, we do the same thing. And I started opening up my eyes to reality with stuff. It's all about an image and how you do things. I had to learn how to feel okay with Jay setting and still be in the ballroom scene and be confident with me saying, y'all not going to tell me I'm not no man because I'm Jay set.
Because you
know,
you told
their asses right.
Exactly. So, that's, I mean... I feel like this, and I don't mean to cut you off. I feel like this. I mean, like I said, it's who you want to be. It's who you want to be. I mean, a person can only take from you what you allow them to. A person can only, you know, feed you information that you want to listen to. So it's like as long as you take it in and you be like, okay, well, oh, they said I'm this, so. This is what I got to defend. I mean, I'm not going to listen to it because, I mean, I'm not going to let you affect what's going on with me. I'm not going to let you come in and break down what I took so long to build up my self-esteem and, you know, my credibility. Because when it's all said and done, it don't matter what you think.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter because I'm gonna be me and you gonna be you.
Yeah, so we.
And something that plays a good part in life is consistency. When you get a pattern of things going, that's what people are always gonna know you for. And it's gonna be hard for you to say certain things and say I'm not like this when you know you show them different.
Show them differently.
And when people don't get to know you, when people not getting to know us, as they said, the only thing they know is what they saw. So.
So that's all they can go by, really.
Yeah, you saw me having fun. You saw me being quote unquote gay. You saw me having my moment. And they don't understand that, hey, this is the time and place for it. So don't judge me off of this moment. You need to judge me off of my credentials when I leave outside this club. And I think it takes a lot of balls for people who spend years Jay setting or doing anything that's different like that because it shows a level of confidence or I'm loving it for what it's here for, not for, you know, something else. And
you know what that's just like I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there because you know while we're on this topic, that's just like, you know, when some guys say, well, oh, I don't go to the club because I think it's just sissy stuff and it's what out gay people do. I kind of feel like that's a little bit of a, I mean, if I was around a guy like that, I mean, I wouldn't want to be around a guy like that because I feel like if you that insecure about who see you and where you go, then you're gonna be that insecure with me.
Right.
So confidence, like I said, confidence is everything. Confidence and self esteem is everything. So
you have to own it.
True words.
You have to own it, and you have to be on your shit though when you're confident because people will try to break your confidence by pointing out your weaknesses. I'm a person. I dealt with it. I dealt with self esteem issues. I'm like, okay, I don't think this, I don't think that. But as you get older, you start realize what's real. And once you get your confidence and people come to you, you start to see that hey, you only coming for me because you really, you know what I'm saying?
You
want
to be like me. You want to be fish
exactly.
like me.
Right.
Whatever
you
your mama is, baby.
You
yes, that's it.
And you have to learn how
to nerve, honey.
And you have to learn how to take that and use it for your strength by meaning, okay, well, if I know I act like this or have this confidence, this is how you're going to respect me and this is how you're going to feel about what I do when I do it. And it's a part of being self-conscious. And if you don't have a self-conscious, that means you're just running the world free. You have to have that voice that pops to yourself in your head that tells you the truth about stuff. And,
exactly. And then, another thing is, like, when some people come at you and try to tear you down or stuff like that, I mean, that's just people. That's just who they are. That's what they were put on this earth to do. Some people are made to just, everything you work up to, they want to take it away from up under you. So, I mean, it's, like I said, it's all about who you surround yourself with. If you surround yourself with those kind of people, that's what you're going to get.
That's what you are.
And then a lot of the community hasn't had, a lot of people that I've grown up with didn't have an actual family growing up. You had the gay people that was raising, you know what I'm saying, each other. Like, you'll have your home to go to, but when you was out all day, every day, you was with your people. And they
talked
to you, know what I'm saying? And so people who are gay that actually hung around normal people all day, every day, those are the people who can just not go out and have to stag out. But they understand the lifestyle. But, you know, they understand what's more important because you live in the real world every day and not the club all weekend. You know what I'm saying? Or not working just to pay a bill and then go out and not try to be nothing else in life.
Exactly. Because, I mean, what you see in the club is what you see in the club. I mean, you can't judge. I just don't think it's even right for you to even just judge a person off what you see in the club, because a person can could come to the club in booty shorts and a sports bra every Saturday, but then outside of work, they got on a tie and some slacks. I mean, you never know what you're going to get.
I will say this. Some things about certain things say certain stuff. Like, of course, you say, okay, I'm a Jason. I obviously have some feminine ways and stuff like that, but people take it to the extreme of, you really are how you are when you're in this uniform, and there's nothing else for me to see. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to give people the time of the day just because of that moment right there. And to me, that's good, because that's weeding out the negative people in your life. I mean, their train of thought is not on the same as yours. They're somewhere else looking for something.
Now, I have a question, and it's kind of off topic, but about tracks being closed. What is that about? Where is everybody going with that? Because I've been, I have to ask. Because, see, I'm just getting on the show, and I was going to ask that question. So, what's going on with that?
We're going to have the club promoter and Big Tony from J5 come on the line in a minute. I ain't want to talk without them because I wanted them to explain it. So, give me a second. He just texted me and told me that he's supposed to be calling in a second. So.
Hey, Flash.
Huh?
Sean Rowe said he has a question.
I'm going to put you back on hold, Cupid, and I'm going to go to the next caller, but thank you for calling in. I really appreciate your
call.
All right, Flash.
I'm going to take the next caller because they did raise their hand. 678-754, you're live on the air. Okay, you raise your hand this time. 678-754, you're live on the air.
You're live on the air.
Okay.
You're live on the air. Girl, please.
Girl, please.
Sean, you're back.
You're live on the air.
Hello?
Woo. Yes, God. Sean is back.
Oh, he ready, baby. He's ready to talk to the wrong level. It's hot tonight, honey.
Hello? Step away from the phone.
What's your question, Sean?
Okay, so if you all don't know, and I'm not going to put it out there, but Linnell and
put it
you,
out
you know, a profession that I am involved in amongst J-setting and the military and everything kind of has me scrutinized at times by even, you know, some of my dancing peers. And it kind of makes me, I guess, feel, I don't know how to take it, because I'm not going so much to the far extreme being, you know, videotaped or anything, but, you know, I have so many different avenues that I've been down, and the avenue that I took that I'm currently in, it makes me feel some type of way, because I do feel like sometimes I am judged, and
girl, what's your question, what's your question?
How do you... I don't know how to say it, because I don't know how to say it without saying it. You know what I'm talking about, Manel.
What y'all better do while I'm saying it? You got to be assertive. What's going on?
Okay. I'm a stripper. And
we know.
So
what?
It's like a stripping Jay said it. A stripping Jay said military guy doesn't. Like a stripper Jay said military, including my sexual orient, you know, my sexual position. People don't really see how that works, and I don't know how. Like, why does it seem like,
okay,
those
wait
avenues?
A minute, okay, wait a minute, Sean. First things first, you're a stripper?
Yes.
Okay, I just had to put that out there.
Well, let me say this first, Sean. Let me say this first. You got to be happy with yourself and what you're doing. If these other dancers, whoever else ain't out here helping you pay your shit, then you got to say fuck them. Whatever you doing, I don't care if it's stripping. I don't care if you on the strobe doing what you got to do. If they ain't gonna give you $10, if they're not gonna give you $10, $20, $50, whatever you need to pay, whatever you got to pay, then you got to say pay them. It just, of course, you're going to always be judged, whether you straight, bi, purple, gay, whether you in the workforce and you got on a tie or whatever. Somebody going to judge you because your tie purple, and they don't wear purple. They don't like purple like
right.
that, so they're going to judge you. You got to stop worrying about what these folks think. Folk gonna judge you. They're going to judge your squad. They're going to always do it. Folk going to judge me because I'm not going to get out on that flow and backflip and do all that. I'm not going to do what I know I can't do. And so do it. Look at me.
Come on, Sean.
Folks is gonna talk because you got abs and you got all that, and folk wanna lick those abs, so they gonna talk. But as far as I'm concerned, if you still getting bookings, then you doing something right. Somebody likes you
right.
somewhere because you're doing bookings. You keep getting them.
I like sharing my personal stories and all that stuff, but after my mom found out about me, I didn't too much care about anything else because she was the only one that was helping me pay my bills back when I was in high school. She was the only one paying my bills. So after she found out, I mean, I could give two fucks about anybody else. And, I mean, that's the way you should feel, too, because you are who you are. And nobody else, like Chris said, is paying your bills.
All right.
So what's your question?
Cool.
So, Sean, I have a question for you.
I want to ask his question. He said I asked his question.
Oh, no,
he did.
No,
that was his question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it?
All right.
Yes or no?
So, Sean, how does J-setting affect your personal life?
On a lot of different avenues. Sometimes it can be
from the heart, girl.
It can be as far as, you know, relationships and stuff, it can be a bit scrutinizing at times. Because I do take it, even though, you know, I am new to it, I'm not gonna lie, I do kinda take it more serious, and I try to be like the people that I look up to. I look up to on the dance floor. I try to take those avenues that I've seen them do, and it's so interesting to me because, you know, I don't talk to them every day, so I don't know how they went about it. I don't know what, you know, how they learned that aspect or how they became those leaders that they were.
Give me an example.
Like, to look up to somebody like, you know, I don't know, like, let's say, I look up to Ken. Like, you know, to say somebody like Ken, to see where he went, you know, back when Al was dancing, and you know, Al and Sarah, I never really got to see their different avenues that they took, I guess, to do their squads or run their squads and do different things like that. I did, you know, I had my briefs with Brian, and, you know, I still do, you know, I was a lot because I am new, and I do tend to make mistakes, but, you know, I look to always better myself, and in betterment, I always figure, you know, sometimes who can I ask, but I'm a person who likes to ask many different people because sometimes I think, you know, I can be a bit hard-headed at times, and sometimes I think my way is going to be good. So I try to ask more than one person just to make sure maybe I'm going this way, maybe somebody else might view this way, you know, things like that. As far as the other dancer aspect, it does get hard because I have been known to do my number, and after I'm done doing my number, I will go and put on my clothes, and I will start bucking. And some people look at me, you know, some of the other dancers will be like, you know, you're not going to get this. You know, you might want to start doing that because other people view it this way, that way, and the third. But it feels so good, you know, to do that. And it makes me just feel so much more at peace because I'm not afraid to sit and, you know, if the music comes out. And, you know, I have my show CDs. So I have my show CDs done. I've done my show, and I got my check. Okay, well,
ooh, Lord.
At the end of the day, you
okay.
know, all the people that still looked at me are still going to look at me. If I'm playing with my knees, well, of course, why are they still going to love me after I'm done dancing? And
you know what, Sean? And that's a part of life, and that's what I mean by building the image. It's kind of like you have to understand what you're doing and the reaction that it's going to get from everybody that's watching in your crowd. When you run out people, or the people who you feel like they're going to turn their back on you because they see you doing something feminine like Jason or whatever, that means they're just not your support system. They don't need to be supporting you because they're negative energy, and that's good because you're able to be yourself and do what you want to do and still present what you're doing at that time. You know, right then and there. It's about when you're stripping, that's what it's about. It's not about you, Jason, because you're not. As long as you're selling it like you need to sell it and you pull that thing out, honey, and get them girls a show, they're still going to tip you. They're still going to tip you.
That's all that matters, baby.
What can they say? And that's how I look at life with everything. You have to maintain that balance with everything you interact yourself with the way you talk to people, the way you play, when you say a joke, how you say a joke. You have to be on cue at all points because people are always judging you. So you have to always wake up with a self-conscious mind of, okay, well, today's the day, another day on earth, so I got to do this, I got to do this. Every time I say this, every time I do this, because you have to think of how people think and how people are. It's a job. Life is a job. You have to learn how to get to the top by getting through the cracks, by molding yourself and bettering yourself and learning reality and what's real. You test your theory by doing certain stuff in life without you even really knowing it. And then the more and more you do it, moments like it that you have in the club where you sit and you self-consciously looking back and you know this dude just tipped you. And secretly, he's still sitting up here smiling because he gagging, you know.
He gagging severely.
And then you,
gagged,
right, and then you got the other boys who will come and say something like, oh, you Jay said? And Kiki about it, and you ignore that because you know that it's ignorance.
But too late.
And you have to accept stuff. You can't show people that you are ashamed because they come to you. I'm like, yeah, I just say I do this, I do that. I don't have
hell
no shame.
Yeah.
That confidence is what's going to keep you getting your life and keep getting you fans and people to support you, not running away from it. But you got to know how to do it and know when to turn it on and off for each thing that you into, each avenue that you into. And you have to keep the basis of your morals ahead of you at all times. Meaning,
yes, morals.
What type of person you are? Are you a nice person? Are you a real person? You have to keep that. Every time you open up your mouth, you have to give that characteristic. Continuously, non-stop, because that's who you are.
Make me fucking.
I'm sorry.
I agree, and I thank you because sometimes it does get when I sit and I think about it. I'm just like putting it all together, and it's like wow. Because it jumps from one extreme to the other, and that's why
you
got to stop worrying about what these folk out here think.
You
got to
keep it balanced. keep it balanced and keep it focused. But right now, y'all, I've been Tony on the line with Philip, one of the club owners from Track Dilemma. I'm going to bring him online so we can get the details about the competition and all of Track is going down this weekend. So all y'all, if y'all got background noises, please mute y'all phones. I don't want to have them on the phone, and it's a lot of noise, and it's real, real loud.
Still, I'm still coming. They get ready to come on.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Philip, we're on the line now, so if you can kind of go to a quieter spot.
Hello?
I'm going there. Hey.
Hey, Philip.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for coming to the show for us.
Thank you. Thank you. How you doing? How was your New Year?
It was good. I spent it at 708.
I spent it for it.
Okay, Tony, go ahead and let everybody know about the competition, first of all, that's going down on Saturday. And then, Philip, we just want to know what's going on with Tracks and all the events that you guys are going to be having. So everybody, the Jay Phillips can come out and support. Everybody just want to know which clubs they can go to and dance at. There'll be enough space for the Jay Setters on all
the nights. Well, basically, we're going to be, I know everybody always affiliates themselves with 1287 being Tracks, but before that, there was 339. So basically, wherever we're at, we're representing Track. So Freight Depot that evening will be the location for Track's 25th anniversary party down in Underground.
Uh-huh.
The doors will open up at 10. However, there is a J-Set competition that starts at 8 o'clock that evening.
Uh-huh.
And they'll be crowning the award winning. The doors open at 8 that evening.
Okay.
And there's for, that's for the J set. And then over at Excess Ultra Lounge, which is 708 Spring Street, that's where we'll be having our 21 and older crowd for the Grown and Sexy. And we'll have some dancers and things that the people like to enjoy to
I said, you need to let our friend Sean come out there and show them something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Send him over here. Send him over. Send him over. And then, you know, we've got the Chappelle fashion show that afternoon also. You know, so I think
where's
that
the fashion
would be
show
nice
going to be held at?
That's going to be Saturday starting at 6 o'clock. Chappelle.
What location, Phyllis?
That's going to be at 708 Spring Street. Okay.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So recap on Friday night, which club?
Friday night is 708. It's free admission for everyone all night long, and it's 18 to party, 21
yes,
to drink.
Okay.
And then Saturday,
y'all going to be playing house music?
It'll be house music and hip hop that night.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, once again, 708 will be 21 and up, and the Freight Depot is 18 to get in. And that's where the J-Set competition will be starting at 8 o'clock. And we will be celebrating Trax's 25th anniversary, so get ready for some surprises. Also,
yeah.
Kim Bella from Love and Hip Hop will be hosting that night.
All right, cool, cool. Thank you. So y'all make sure y'all come and check it out. It's going down this weekend in Atlanta.
I'm sorry, and I just want to thank the whole community for all their support for all these years. For a lot of the kids that are probably listening right now probably weren't even born when we first started, but thank you for your support and look forward to the future.
Thank you for coming on once again. And we look forward to working more with Track and hosting more competition. We just now getting our community together and starting the radio show and just a whole lot more. So we want to come and be a part of Track and, you know, help rebuild our community and continue to support you guys.
Well, whatever we can do to help you guys, just please don't hesitate to come over in and ask us.
All right, y'all heard that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, Big Tony. Big Tony, give us the details to the
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
you're
welcome.
Okay. Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hey. What's going on?
Hey, Tony.
There? How are you? Hey, Lil Mel. How are you? Oh, thank you. Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Chris hung up. I don't know what happened here.
All right. So, well, like Philip said, the competition is on that Saturday. It starts at 8 o'clock. The address that we have is 1ML King Jr. Drive. And that's in Atlanta. It's right down by Johnny Rockets and the old Coca-Cola building. If anybody know where that is, that's ML King and Mitchell Street, if I'm not mistaken. If not Mitchell, Pryor. But it's right there in that brick building, which is called the Freight Depot. The prize is $1,000 total. First place is $600. Second place is $250. Third place is $150.
I'm coming.
The categories are presentation. Presentation is pretty much an entrance and exit. We are looking for originality, just bring it in as you would bring it into a stadium and take it out. The second category would be feel. Oh, and within the entrance and exit, you have a 3-minute max as far as your entrance and exit. For the feel show, we're looking for a synchronization form, execution and all of those things. And you have a 3-minute max to do that one as well. The next category will be hip-hop. Hip-hop is going to be 2 sections. It's going to be slow tempo and it's going to be mid-tempo. There's no count limit on your hip-hop. And the fourth category, which would be house, consists of 8 counts. You would get 2 times to do your 8 counts. It'll be a rotation, similar to what it was in Birmingham. All the teams that come out, you have 2 rotations of 8, 2 rotations of 16, and then everybody will go up to the back, and it will be a battle zone, which will be the last category. The battle zone consists of 32 counts, and you have that one time to throw that count, to get your final scores in. The admissions to get in is $10. The entry fee is $50. And I'm not going to do the 75. I'm just going to leave it at 50 across the board since, people will be coming in and may not get into Saturday morning or late Friday night or whatnot. For everybody else, it's our 20-year reunion along with Trek's 25th reunion. So we will have different entertainers in between each category to give the teams time enough if they have to change uniforms or outfits or whatever it may be. Yes, again, it would be at the Freight Depot. That's 1ML King Jr. Drive, Atlanta, 30303 by Johnny Rocket.
Mm-hmm. All right. I look forward to seeing everybody out this weekend. I got a lot going on. I'll be there. I'll be on the mic. I wish I could dance. I'll be dancing at the club tonight if I have any time, but the ball starts that night, too, so I'm going to be...
Can I say one more thing while I got this? Okay, yes. For the minimum amount of members, 3 is the minimum, 9 is the max. And for your field show and for your entries and exits, you have to have your song on 1 CD and 1 track on there only. And the reason why we're asking that so that the DJ won't be searching through a CD that may have 10, 12 cuts on it, and you're telling them it's cut number 7 and it's actually cut number 9. So we're asking if you can just burn that one song on that one CD, that would be a great help to us. Looking forward to everybody coming out and having a good time. Even for the teams that are not competing, please come out and support. The other teams that are competing, the anniversary of Trex and the anniversary of J-Fi, and, looking forward to DJ 7. We'll be the DJ. Flash will be the MC. Flash will be the MC. And along with other things that we have going, we're going to have also a gift giveaway of some novelty toys, if you know what novelty toys are. So we'll also be selling those at the event as well. So. If anybody have any questions, I'm here to answer any questions or any concerns or anything.
I have a question.
Okay.
What are Narvati toys?
They are sex toys.
Ooh,
okay.
Really?
Talk to me, girl. You play with your mama's Narvati stuff. How'd you say what?
That was Dexter.
You said you do what?
Play with your mama's, baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it should be self-pleasing things, or you can please your partner, or multiple partners, or whatever you do, you know.
Uh-oh. Baby. Mm.
Okay,
so
I got a question, Tony.
If y'all got any questions, go ahead and press one now.
I got a question. Well, first of all, I'll read Bo's question. She posted it on the wall. She said, how much can Jay Setters get a discount?
How much can Jay Setters get a discount? Well,
that's what she said,
unfortunately,
girl.
It's out of my hand because it's at somebody else's function, so it's a $10 across the board. Unless you're with the team that you're with, once you tell how many members you got, your whole team get in for that 50. But other than that, the admissions is $10. I'm sorry, guys, but it's out
okay,
of my hand
I mean,
for that, though, because, you know, we got to pay them to be in there, so.
Exactly. Yeah, it's totally understandable. I got one more question. I'm not going to ask you who all has entered because I'm sure that's a surprise. But just like we asked DJ Seven, can you tell us how many teams you have now?
Well, and the tricky thing is about this, and I learned this with this being my second one that I'm giving, you know, you have a lot of people that call in and they talk to you and they ask you questions. But as far as, you know, being straight across the board, I have talked to 17. Now, how many show up the night of, I can't, you know, I don't know. You know, it's your guess is probably just as good as mine, but I have spoken to several things that said that they were coming. One team that was calling me while I was on the phone was a team from Detroit, and they are trying to make sure they got everything in place, and I told her I'd call her back as soon as I get off the phone with you guys to see, you know, what was what I spoke. Well, of course, you know, Ken, I've been speaking to Ken, so those are two teams that have constantly been talking to me back and forth. Other teams, I kind of spoke to them vaguely, or I heard through other people. Like I spoke to Flash, and he spoke to the team, and I'm not going to put them out there, but they may or may not be coming. So, like I said, it's 17 total, but how many show up right now? I'm knowing two or three, but I don't know exactly how many total that will compete.
Okay, that's real.
All right.
That was my question.
Okay.
Thank you. I guess nobody else has a question. No one raised their hand. So if y'all have any questions, just feel free to inbox me or Tony. He's in a group, Anthony Davis, on Facebook. Thank you again, Tony, for coming by. I'm so excited for this weekend.
I will see you at rehearsal tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
That
was kind of dry, but
I got the bucket down, honey. All the girls coming, so I got a bucket, honey.
We will be rehearsing, but we're not going to be at the old rehearsal spot. We'll be at 7-8.
Okay, cool. I'll be down there. All right. Thank you for calling in, Tony.
All right, guys. And y'all have a good one. Talk to y'all later. Hope to see everybody there. Have a good night.
Tony.
Yeah.
All right. One more question, and this is coming from Facebook again. The girls want to know, are you giving out fleshlights or just vibrators?
The person that is actually selling the items, she's going to choose which one it is. Now, if you guys prefer a flashlight or if you want a pocket pussy, which is better for you, that you can carry around with you, whichever one suits you, let me know whichever one that, or if you want a double head deal, though, you know, so that you and your friends can go at it. Whichever one suits you, just let me know, and we'll get that for you.
And for those vibrators, what type of batteries do those take?
Well, some girls may need D batteries, so that would be a big one. But for the ones that just getting started, we can do double A.
Listen, yeah, that's like a pain here. You here.
I'm done. I promise I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Y'all are crazy. All right. Thank you, Tony. I got to get ready to end the show. It's getting time. It's almost over.
Okay, baby.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Everybody come on out. This weekend, I want to do my final thoughts, and then I'll let you guys speak, and we'll close the show. I want everybody out that's listening, you know, you guys be who you are and love yourself for one, and put your morals first above all, and stay focused in life because stuff is gonna come your way all the time, and you just gotta be prepared and stay focused. Don't let nobody break your concentration and your focus on your image and where you're trying to go in life, and that's it. That's all I have to say. I feel like Jerry Springer, final thought.
That's it.
Yes, all
right, y'all got anything else to say? Because we out of here.
Girl, no, ma'am. Tonight was another fun show.
Miss Sharon Rowe, thank you for coming by, bitch, with your long winded ass, bitch.
Bitch, she was on the clock.
She was on the clock.
I heard she had a long moment, too.
She had a long, nasty moment.
Really?
No, I'm talking about a moment.
A moment. I'm sorry. You talking about a moment. Moment.
Her moment. Her moment. I heard it was long.
Out of this beach.